live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. Want to let you know we have Cardinals football coming your way tonight at 5 o'clock on KQ&A, primarily FM, because that will run a little later after sundown. So you want to tune in the FM dial. Well, it's going to be a big night for the Cardinals for a lot of ways. One, they are facing a team, the Denver Broncos, that are last in the NFL in run defense. And if there's one thing the Cardinals need, it's to improve their run offense. So a good match for them there. Also, something kind of ironic, a lot of fans have been clamoring for the head of offensive coordinator Mike McCoy because of his unimaginative play calling. Well, they're playing the Denver Broncos tonight, and who fired Mike McCoy as offensive coordinator in midseason last year? Yep, the Denver Broncos. So that will be on the air tonight starting at 5 o'clock on KQ&A FM as the Cardinals have to bring their A game to get back in the winning column. Also, I want to let you know we got a really packed show for you today. We have our friend Terry Davis from the Yavapai Humane Society with adoption updates and other good news about our furry and feathered friends. And then Sherry Francis will be here for the Native American Ministry at St. Luke's Church, along with actors Paul Epuck and Mike Breen from the new PCA main stage production, The Dinner Party, that opens this evening. So they were doing dress rehearsal last night and today, and that show will open in just a few hours. We always welcome your questions and comments to Q&A. Just drop me an email at DJFone, that's DJFONE, at KQ&A.com. Stay tuned. We've got Terry Davis just around the corner on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world, KQ&A.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Recently, there have been reports about changing guidelines for how often most women should have a breast cancer screening. Is every year or every 2 years best? Yavapai Regional Medical Center recommends that you talk to your doctor, who can help guide you towards what's best for your own personal needs. Your doctor will help you consider your age, lifestyle, breast tissue density, and family medical history. From there, a personal screening program, including frequency and type of screening, can be determined. The Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley has the resources to fully support your screening needs, from 3D mammography to dedicated breast MRI to assistance with genetic testing. And the Patient Navigator is there to help make your experience as easy as possible. Talk to your doctor or call the Breast Care Center at 928-442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
When it comes to crime, Kyrsten Sinema puts us all at risk. Listen to real Arizonans speak out.
I spent 18 years in law enforcement on the streets, risking my life. Kyrsten Sinema opposed the bill to increase penalties for violently assaulting law enforcement officers. That put everyone in danger.
Kyrsten Sinema doesn't support our police.
Sinema put our police at risk, and it's a disturbing pattern. Sinema put her radical agenda before our safety over and over again.
She was against tougher penalties for gang members involved in drive-by shootings, too. Sinema even supports sanctuary cities that handcuff our police and don't let them enforce the law.
Her views aren't just radical, they're dangerous.
Reject Kyrsten Sinema. Her radical agenda puts us all at risk. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.defendarizona.org.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 207 with Terry Davis, our friend from the Yavapai Humane Society. It's a happy occasion for this visit today, as it usually is, because October is National Pit Bull Awareness Month. And Terry, why do we need an awareness month for these cuddly, sweet dogs?
That's a great question. So it used to just be a day, but pit bulls, unfortunately, are really discriminated against. And it's not their fault. It's actually our fault. Back in England, they outlawed bullfighting and other fighting, and so people could take dogs inside under the pubs. No one would see that. And so they actually started fighting with this breed, which is really sad because their main temperament is actually very, very kind. So We've actually conditioned them to fighting. Now, the great thing is we live in America, and the American bully breed was actually bred specifically to be what we call a marshmallow dog. And so they were really bred to be kind of a dog that didn't need as much exercise. It would be a good family dog. Originally in the United States, they were nanny dogs. Mm-hmm. And some of that has been overshadowed by a few bad people doing bad things with these amazing dogs that just really want to please us.
Sure. And of course, you know, given the fact that, you know, news sells, if one of these dogs happened to was raised to attack and they attack somebody, they can do some serious damage because they're so strong, right?
Absolutely. So, you know, they're not actually the main biter or the main aggressive dogs. The dog that bites more than any other dog is going to be a Chihuahua or a Dachshund. So that's really interesting. But you're right. Because of their size.
That explains all the ankle wounds.
Yeah. Yes. But because of their size, you know, the bite's more noticeable. People are more willing to call, you know, animal control and report the bites. Yeah. And, you know, media also really uses it as a way to draw viewers in.
Sure.
These vicious bites by a pit bull.
Yeah.
So it doesn't happen as often as we think. It's just pit bulls are reported on more often. And it's really a shame because it's about 850 cities across the United States now have some kind of regulation, whether that's no pitties at all or one pity per household. And so it's really affecting this wonderful dog breed.
And they're related to other dogs that have been used as cuddly animals in advertising. I think of the old Bud Light commercials with Spuds McKenzie.
Absolutely.
Who's an English bull terrier. That's a relative, right?
That's so true. You know, they are related to a lot of great dogs. I mean, if anybody's watched The Little Rascals, that was a pit bull.
Petey
the pit bull.
Yeah.
And pit bulls are related to, you know, English bulldogs, which we see in a lot of advertisements. French bulldogs, Boston Terrier. They all have the same makeup as far as their ancestors
go. The target dog?
Yes, the target dog. That's a good-looking dog.
Yeah.
You know, it's also pretty interesting because when I was researching something about pit bulls this month, I found out Helen Keller had one to help her with her disabilities, and so they're very smart dogs. Patrick Stewart, who was one of the captains on Star Trek, he actually fosters pit bulls for the L.A. Humane Society.
Really? How interesting.
It's one of his favorite breeds. And Dr. Phil, who I think we all know, has owned several pit bulls throughout his life. So it really depends on the people and not necessarily the dog breed on how dogs end up. So,
you know, it's ironic you mentioned Patrick Stewart today because the movie Halloween. Now, how am I going to bring this full circle here. There was a reason for that. Oh, I know what it is. He, of course, was the Star Trek captain, right? Well, in the TV series, of course, that was William Shatner, the star, you know, Captain Kirk.
Sure.
The reason I'm bringing this full circle is the movie Halloween opens tonight, and Michael Myers, the crazed killer, he wears a Captain Kirk mask.
Is that right?
It's a Captain Kirk mask.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So kind of a strange way to bring to
that's
bring.
It's super interesting, though.
Yeah, isn't that? I'm sure William Shatner is just thrilled that his mask is being used by a crazed mass murderer.
Oh, my gosh.
But that's, you know, sometimes movies get carried away with things. Now, you've also got, I understand, some heartwarming pity stories.
We sure do. You know, we had a gentleman come in about 3 years ago. He has some PSD, or excuse me, he has some post-traumatic stress disorder. And so he was kind of having problems dealing with that. He actually was even at one point thinking of taking his own life because that's how traumatic it was. His family said, you know, why don't you go down to the Humane Society and volunteer? And then you'll feel like you have a purpose in life. Mm-hmm. And so he did. He came down and instead of volunteering, he actually locked eyes with one of our pit bulls. And he took him home. And now he actually can alert him to situations where that might trigger. Mm-hmm. And so Ron and Trooper are best friends. Trooper, Ron will tell you, has literally saved his life. And they're the cutest friends that you'll ever meet. He actually brings Trooper to the shelter about every 6 months, so we get to say hi to him, which is really nice, too, because we love seeing our alumni and how they're doing in their home. So we're very proud of our pity Trooper out there helping his dad.
In fact, one of your alumni, my Rocky, came to the station this morning to get a head rub and lick everybody's hand here at the radio station.
Rocky is one of the friendliest dogs. I just love
he's
that little guy.
Sweetheart. Yeah, we saw his father with you on Sandy Moss's TV show about a year and a half ago, and we fell in love with his dad, who was named Roy, I believe. And my sweetie went down to the Humane Society and met Rocky, and like you said, locked eyes, and there was a connection. She brought Rocky home, and he's just the light of our lives.
That's amazing. And, you know, Rocky came from a hard situation. He was in a hoarding situation, and thank goodness people like you gave him a second chance and found out what a great dog he could be with the right kind of love and care.
And that's what it really takes. Well, you know, speaking of love and care, one of the best things you can do for your dog, of course, is vaccinate him. And you've got the walk-in vaccination clinic now open on Saturdays?
Yeah, we are so excited. So our clinic has been around for about 9 years now, and we've only ever done Friday clinics. Mm-hmm. And so this is when you can come in without an appointment. You can just pay for the vaccines and no appointment cost. Mm-hmm. And it was so popular with the public, but me, for an example, I can't go on Friday. I'm working. And so we opened it up to Saturdays. I'm ecstatic to offer this service to people that were not able to use it before. And they can really find out how affordable it is to keep your vaccinations up to date. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they can also support the shelter that way. So you can support homeless pets just by making sure your pet is vaccinated. And that's going to be Saturday from 8 until 4, every Saturday going forward. We're really excited.
And coming up at the end of the month on Friday the 26th, tell us what's going on with the College Street Brewery at Liquor Deli.
Yeah, so College Street Brewery called us up and asked how they could help, and they're going to do a beer tasting for us at the Liquor Deli. And I think you get 6 beers for $10, so you get to try a variety of their beers. 5 of that money will go to Yavapai Humane Society.
Oh, nice.
And then Park Plaza Liquor Deli is going to donate to, or excuse me, and then College Street Brewery will donate to match. So actually all 10 of your dollars are going to go directly to the pets. So it's a really good deal. And also on Friday, we're doing Howl-o-ween.
Howl.
That's a really fun way to get some of our pets home. It's going to be pick your price adoption for one whole week. It's going to go Friday through Friday. We're going to have some of our staff's going to be dressed up in Halloween costumes, so that'll be fun too. So you can pick your favorite pet and then pick your perfect price. And this is really going to help us kind of clear the shelter because we're doing some remodeling and making the shelter nicer for visitors and for pets. So we're hoping to find some homes so they don't have to live through that stress of construction.
And also on Saturday the 27th, you're going to honor an old friend of ours, Janice Best, she hosted a show called AZ Girlfriend on this station. She was also a frequent guest with our friend Sandy Moss. Sandy's very, very dear friend. Janice left us about a year and a half ago, and you're going to have a race to honor her, I understand.
Yes, I'm sorry, I got a little choked up, but yeah. Janice was a great supporter of the Humane Society and a board member. She loved our mission. She was taken from us too soon. So last year we had our first Janice Best Run. It went over really well, and this year we're doing a second one in her honor. Prescott's actually helping us host it, so they'll be the people in charge of the race. They're going to do a 5K, a 10K, and a half marathon, so you can sign up for any of that at runprescott.com, and all the proceeds for that will go to help homeless pets in Yavapai County.
Great cause. I have to ask you this, because I saw it, I believe, in USA Today last week. There is a brewery that is producing a non-alcoholic brew for dogs. Different flavors that are very dog friendly. And the reason they're doing this, that's for guys who want to enjoy a beer with their dog. Is there a lot of demand for that in your experience? Come on. Let's have a beer together. I don't see that happening a lot.
That sounds pretty bizarre, you know, and I'm married to a craft brewer. He's been brewing for 20-some years, and he's never tried anything like that. So that's interesting. You know, the dog market has really opened up, and people are trying some really unique things. But, of course, always check with your veterinarian before you...
Don't ever give your dog alcohol.
Give your dog anything new, a new product on the shelf or whatever. I always check with my vet. My dog has specific allergies, and so I just double check before I even give him a different treat just to make sure. So be careful. It sounds kind of gimmicky in my opinion, but I'm not really an expert on dog beer.
I don't think any of us are, actually. And one last word, the weather and the nights are getting colder. What should we do with our doggies who are outside?
Yeah, I'm hoping that most people are letting their dogs in now, but of course we want to make sure that they have a sheltered area. We want to give them something soft to sleep on so they're not sleeping on that cold ground. That can give them upper respiratory, URI, things like that. And, you know, for the cats, I know there's a lot of barn cats in our area. Make sure they have an enclosure. Make sure that they have soft things to sleep on. And you can get heat pads and things like that out there, too, that'll help warm them up. And definitely check their water bowls in the morning to make sure that they haven't frozen overnight so they still have access to water.
Indeed. And to close the interview, tell us about the thrift store.
Our Yavapai Humane Society thrift store just celebrated their 10th anniversary last weekend. Yay! And for at their new location. So we're really excited. It's at 1601 Iron Spring Road. We're always in need of donations, but it's kind of a boutique. So we have some pretty high class things for people that want to go shopping there. And then the first Saturday of every month is 50% off. So you can save money, save pets, and, you know, you can get rid of some of that stuff in your house that someone else can use, you know, upcycle it or recycle it.
Very nice. That's Terry Davis from the Yavapai Humane Society. Stay tuned because we have Sherry Francis coming in from the Native American Ministry at St. Luke's and Paul Epic and Mike Breen. They are acting in The Dinner Party, the new PCA program show that opens this evening on the Cortez Street, but at the main stage in downtown Prescott. So stay tuned for that coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQ&A.com.
Play from the Arizona Lottery brings lightning fast wins in an instant. But our two newest games are so fast, they're sizzling. Youch! Like hot numbers with a top prize of $50,000 and 20 on the spot that's loaded with $20 cash prizes. Heat things up at a retailer near you today. Fast play. Fast to play. Easy to win. Hey, do I smell burning? My beard! Wow! Oh my goodness!
I'm Dr. Ed Goget, candidate for state representative. I've worked with drug addicts for 30 years. I don't want them going to jail, but the threat of jail is the number one reason my addicted patients get treatment. My patients often say that getting arrested was the best thing that ever happened because they couldn't stop on their own. Tough drug laws do save lives, but my opponent David Stringer wrote legislation to weaken Arizona's drug laws. It's a terrible idea. Here's what Mr. Stringer doesn't get. Most addicts just want to get high. They don't want treatment. But if we use tough drug laws to put them in treatment and keep them there, they wake up to what they've been doing. Patients tell me they hated treatment at first, but it saved their lives. Stringer's plan to weaken our drug laws would cost lives and make the opioid crisis worse. So let's keep tough drug laws and use them not to punish, but to get drug addicts the help they need. I'm Dr. Ed Goick, and I approve this ad, paid for by Ed Goick for State Representative.
Still waiting for the perfect time to buy a new Chevy car or truck? Well, right now is a great time at Lamb Chevrolet. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. The 2019s are on their way, and some are already here. So we're offering huge model year closeout deals to reduce our 2018 inventory. Get $10,000 off 2018 Silverado crew cabs, or buy a new double cab for just $32,800. Drive a 2018 Chevy Equinox for 21% off. That's only $29,988. Or how about a 2018 crew sedan for only $15,715? Now, aren't you glad you waited for the Lamb Chevrolet 2018 model year closeout? But don't wait too long. That Chevy car truck that you wanted might be sitting in your neighbor's driveway. Visit Lamb Chevrolet for all of our great specials. And come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. For the best of the best for the sixth year in a row. I'm Ed Walsh at Lamb Chevrolet, and we're here to serve. Chevrolet, find new roads.
When it comes to crime, Kyrsten Sinema puts us all at risk. Listen to real Arizonans speak out.
I spent 18 years in law enforcement on the streets, risking my life. Kyrsten Sinema opposed the bill to increase penalties for violently assaulting law enforcement officers. That put everyone in danger.
Kyrsten Sinema doesn't support our police.
Sinema put our police at risk, and it's a disturbing pattern. Sinema put her radical agenda before our safety over and over again.
She was against tougher penalties for gang members involved in drive-by shootings, too. Sinema even supports sanctuary cities that handcuff our police and don't let them enforce the law.
Her views aren't just radical, they're dangerous.
Reject Kyrsten Sinema. Her radical agenda puts us all at risk. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.defendarizona.org.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:23. Got a friend in the house once again. Sherry Francis is here. She is the co-chair of the St. Luke's Native American Ministry Committee. For those who haven't heard about this, Sherry, tell us, what is the Native American Ministry at St. Luke's?
Well, 2 years ago, November 2016, we decided to form a committee to help bring more knowledge and education to the public about Native American issues. And we have a mission statement. It's called, "We Build Bridges of Understanding Through Learning, Caring, Respecting, and Interacting with Our Native American Brothers and Sisters."
Mm-hmm. Is there a large Native American population in the county?
Well, our county has Yavapai and Yavapai Apache and some Hopi, mm-hmm. but our entire state has 22 tribes.
Wow.
A lot of people don't realize that, and Arizona has the largest amount of tribes in the United States. So there's a lot we don't know, so we're trying to help educate and bring some more knowledge about that.
Now, this is an Episcopal church, St. Luke's. Is the Episcopal Church Native American Ministry, is that a statewide program?
Yes, it is. We have an appointed canon to the statewide ministry. Her name is Reverend Debbie Reynolds, and she's a member of the Tohono O'odham tribe. Mm-hmm. And so this is a statewide program.
And how did the whole now you mentioned how it got started, but you've got a presentation, a public presentation coming up. Tell us when and where that is.
Okay, yeah, we are focusing on quarterly presentations, okay, mm-hmm. and it's open to the public and no charge. And our next one is this Saturday, October 20th. It's from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. In our parish hall. Our presenter is Manuel Lucero.
Mm-hmm. And tell us about a little bit about Manuel, what he's going to talk about.
Well, he's going to talk about Native contributions and historical events. Manuel is a U.S. Army veteran, Native American Studies scholar, and he's also the assistant director of the Smoky Eye Museum.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I remember having guests on previously from St. Luke's. You had a guest speaker presenter a few months ago who not only plays the flute, but makes them from scratch. Mm-hmm. That was a fascinating interview. And on this topic here, will the audience be able to ask questions of Mr. Lucero?
Absolutely. We have an hour presentation, and then the last 30 minutes is open to questions and answers.
What are some of the most common questions you get from people about the Native American ministry?
Well, I think some of the things people aren't aware of is, again, the amount of tribes we have in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And so they want to know about that, and they want to know more about the different tribes. And I really think it's important for people to understand and try to erase the stigma and stereotyping of our Native brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
It's always amazing to me the kind of statements I hear at times, like, they're false, and through lack of information, people seem to ignore the fact that we live in the state with the most tribes.
Mm-hmm.
And, the most we hear about usually are the Navajo, which that's fine. And, we have a beautiful Hopi tribe up on the Three Mesas,
mm-hmm.
and we have all the southern tribes. So I think the questions arise from the not knowing versus the knowing, They want to know more about all the tribes.
Have you heard about any particular customs that are common with the tribes or on the reservation lands that would surprise the rest of us?
Oh, probably so. Some of the tribes, most of the tribes still have a strong element of keeping their traditions.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the Hopi tribe, they follow their traditions very very strongly.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't think that. They think that all the tribes are assimilated into our culture, which some of them are, and they live in two worlds. So that's part of the challenge, too, of introducing the tribes the way they are, but also all the accomplishments and the way they contribute to our society.
Do you think a lot of people have underestimated the importance of the tribes to our culture?
Oh, absolutely. And I think the reason, again, that we formed this committee is because there are some of us who really love to know more about
mm-hmm.
the cultures of the natives.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned before misunderstanding, stigma, things like this. Do you still find people who just won't talk to people, from the tribes, or maybe they just have this mistaken fear, this undiagnosed fear of other people?
I think so. And I think also there might be some underlying cultural guilt,
mm-hmm.
There's a tendency to think that our Native brothers and sisters don't participate in society as much. They just picture them doing their Indian thing on the reservations,
mm-hmm.
and we have beautiful, prominent Native Americans that have positions. There's a female Native American congressperson running this year, and first time. So, there's a lot that people don't realize.
Does this go back to the schools? Are the schools teaching enough about Native American culture, do you think?
I don't think so. And a lot of what people have learned have been very incorrect.
Misconceptions. Hmm. Interesting. And the best way to overcome those is get to know some people face-to-face, right?
That's exactly right. And that's what this is about.
That's a great way to do it, too. So who is this presentation geared toward? Who do you think will enjoy this the most?
I think anybody who's curious, anybody who's interested in history and a desire to learn more. you know, again, I refer back to our close neighbors. We, you know, we live amongst a lot of Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we, a lot of people know very little.
Yeah. So how do you get to St. Luke's Episcopal Church?
Well, we're having a lot of road construction up there on 89A. I mean, not 89A, 89. And so, the best way is, from Chino Valley or downtown, you proceed through all this construction on 89 North to the Deepwell Ranch roundabout. And then that circles around to Ruger Road. You turn right on Ruger Road. Then St. Luke's parking lot is right there on the right.
And you're right alongside the airport, right?
Yes. It's the official first turn past the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And the church sits back. It's on, you know, open land. And so some people miss it, but it's there all by itself. So you really, if you look for it, you can find it very easily.
Is there a web page or a phone number where people can learn more about St. Luke's and about the Native American ministry?
We do have our own website and web page. If you just, you know, put in St. Luke's Episcopal Church Prescott,
mm-hmm.
we do have our own web page, and we're on Facebook. We announce all our activities there.
And this ministry has been going on for how long now at St. Luke's?
This was formed 2 years ago officially.
Mm-hmm.
We've always had outreach with Native Americans, you know, through our outreach program per se, but we wanted to start something that was just focused on this educational presentation part.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was officially started November 2016.
And we applaud your efforts in that direction. And thanks for joining us today on Q&A. That is Sherry Francis, the co-chair of the St. Luke's Native American Ministry Committee. Stay tuned because we've got state and local news and weather coming up with Link. And then a chat with Paul Epic and Mike Breen. They will be on stage tonight for opening night of the Neil Simon play, The Dinner Party, at the PCA main stage on Marina Street. I finally thought about the name. Marina Street, that's where it is. And that'll be this evening on the main stage. Stay tuned. More coming up on the Talk of the Quad Cities.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
There's a place where we learn that in giving we receive. A place where the broken find healing and repentant hearts find mercy. A light to guide us through darkness. Where is this place? It's a Catholic Church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
Autumn means football, chili cook-offs, hunting and fishing trips, brilliantly colored landscapes, crisp evenings, perfect for warm campfires, mugs of hot cocoa, and flannel sheets. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV, and if you're ready to trade in boredom and stress for excitement and relaxation, surrounded by all the fantastic sights, sounds, smells, and activities of fall, go RVing. Plan your fall getaway today and start with a trip to Affinity RV where you can choose from the latest 2019 models, new 2018s, with special dealer and factory incentives, pre-owned RVs, and a few RVs below dealer cost remain on red tag row. Seize the day for as little as $3.88 a day. Affinity RV service, sales, and rentals, bringing family and lifestyle together for generations of family fun, and proud to be named Arizona's only top 50 RV dealer in the U.S. and Canada. Located on Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, or online anytime at affinityrv.com.
Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
What you're about to hear are factory-authorized savings. The 2018 Toyota models have got to go. At Findlay Toyota Prescott, now is the absolute best time to buy, with the biggest factory rebates and lowest financing rates of the year. 2018 Toyota RAV4, now with $3,000 cash back or 0% for 60 months. 2018 Toyota Tundra, now with $3,000 cash back or 0% for 72 months. 2018 Toyota Highlander, now with $2,000 in factory rebates or 0% for 60 months. Toyota Sienna, now with $3,500 cash back or 0% for 60 months. Get all the style, performance, and value you deserve during the Findlay Toyota Prescott Factory Authorized Clearance Event. Thank you for voting Findlay Toyota Prescott the Daily Courier 2018 Reader's Choice Award for the Best Automotive Dealership. Findlay Toyota Prescott and at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com.
Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
On approved credit does not include tax, license, title, and 495 doc fees. Must finance through Toyota Financial. Offers expire 10/31/2018.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. The search is on for a suspect involved in a vehicle theft and DUI incident.
Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Devlin explains the incident occurred just after midnight on July 9th.
A black Jeep had been stolen from the Circle K store and was likely heading north towards Paulden and Ash Fork.
Deputies attempted to stop a vehicle near Drake, but the driver, 46-year-old Charles Jones, sped away at 100 miles per hour. Jones exited at Bullock Road and deputies lost sight of the vehicle due to the rough terrain. The Jeep was found, but Jones was not. Devlin gives a description of the suspect.
Jones lives and frequents the Juniper Woods subdivision of Ash Fork. He's 6 feet, 205 pounds, with green eyes, gray hair, and numerous tattoos. If anyone has information on the whereabouts of Jones, please call the Sheriff's Office at 771-3260.
Jones was later located at the Seligman Court by Yavapai County Sheriff's deputies on an unrelated matter. He was interviewed by detectives and he admitted to stealing the Jeep and driving DUI. He was released at that time pending further investigation. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Voters in the Humboldt Unified School District can learn about a bond measure that will be on the November 6th general election ballot. District officials say the state hasn't provided adequate funding to keep facilities up to standards for the past 10 years. As a result, the district is asking for voter approval of a $15 million bond to help fund school safety and security, transportation, technology improvements, and classroom repairs and renovations. Arizona law requires the district to clearly list what the bonds will be spent on in the voter information pamphlet. If the bond is approved, an oversight committee would be formed to review all costs to inform the public of the district's progress. An informational meeting on the bond measure is scheduled for 5:30 tonight at Glassford Hill Middle School, located on Panther Path off Glassford Hill Road. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear tonight, sunny tomorrow. Chance precipitation ahead for the weekend. Expect an overnight low of 40 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 67 tomorrow and a high of 69 on Saturday. 45 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Friday of 75 and a high on Saturday of 78. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
The 2018 model clearance starts now at Lamb Nissan. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. The 2019 models are on their way, and some are already here. So we're offering huge deals to reduce our 2018 inventory. Save over $5,000 on 2018 Nissan Sentras, now priced under $15,000. Or one of the best-selling SUVs in America, the Nissan Rogue, for under $20,000. You choose either a front-wheel drive for $19,488, or if you need an all-wheel drive, it's only $400 more. Looking for an inexpensive, low-mileage used car? Why not just buy a brand-new 2018 Nissan Versa for only $11,388? Plus, that includes a full warranty. The 2018 model clearance going on now at Lamb Nissan. Hurry in for our best selection. Prices this low won't last long. Visit LambNissan.com for all of our great specials. And come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. I'm Ed Walsh at Lamb Nissan, and we're here to serve.
Vote for Sandra Kennedy for Corporation Commission. Sandra Kennedy is running for Arizona Corporation Commission. She is a former Corporation Commissioner who will lower utility rates, stop the corruption at the Corporation Commission, and create more solar and renewable energy in Arizona, especially rooftop solar, bringing thousands of jobs to rural Arizona. She will make Arizona the solar capital of the world and stop the corruption that is causing unjustified utility rate increases. Sandra Kennedy was the first to formally call out corruption on the commission. APS Pinnacle West spent millions of dollars in dark money in the last election cycle to keep her from being elected again to the Corporation Commission. And that tells us exactly what we need to know. Sandra Kennedy is who you need to support. If you want someone who will always stand up for you, the consumer, and fight to keep your utility bills lower, vote for Sandra Kennedy. She's on our side, not the utilities. Paid for by Kennedy 2018. Authorized by Kennedy 2018.
At Norm's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, Liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Overture, curtains, lights, this is it,
the night of nights. No more rehearsing and nursing a part. We know every part by heart.
Well, it's opening night, Thursday, at the PCA, the main stage on Marina Street. We have Paul Epic, Mike Breen, and Melissa Ellis.
Marissa Ellis
from The Dinner Party. And the real surprise about this, this is a Neil Simon play, but not the kind of Neil Simon play people might be accustomed to, correct?
Yes, it's it was written around the turn of the century, around the millennium, and was first, I believe, produced in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the second to last play.
And that is the voice of Paul Epic. Paul, describe your character in The Dinner Party.
André Bouville. He owns a chain of men's apparel in Paris. He has been divorced to one of the women in the show, and they had a sordid marriage.
Ooh, wow. Mike Breen, your character in the play is?
He's Albert Donet.
Mm-hmm. And describe him for us.
Albert is a frustrated artist who now sells rental cars at his father's business and stalks his wife, who he's been married to two times in a sort of innocent way. And he's not very sophisticated, so he provides a lot of the comedy because he doesn't quite get it all.
He tries, but it's a long, steep climb.
Marissa, describe your character for us.
I'm playing Mariette Leveux. Who is a divorcee and a popular fiction writer who was married to a not as popular or successful writer, which is a very sore topic in their marriage and divorce.
And for those who are not familiar with the names, Mike Breen, Marissa Ellis, and Paul Epic, they'll recognize your faces. Marissa, tell us some of the PCA shows you've done.
Most recently, I was in 1940s Radio Christmas Carol this past holiday season. Before that, I was in Noises Off, which was directed by Don Langford. I've also been in a few musicals, Les Miserables, The Addams Family. I was in Private Lives, which was also directed by Parker Anderson, who directs this show. And various festivals and other things. I've also been involved in the Vagina Monologues through 4 a.m. Productions.
Evans Lur.
Not ideas.
Oh, I know. Excuse me.
And Paul, you've been involved in a lot of shows and directed quite a few, too.
That's true. Most recently, Big River, Dancing at Lunasa, The Rainmaker, The Good Doctor, Plaza Suite, Night Must Fall, The Mousetrap, lots more, too.
You mentioned Plaza Suite, another Neil Simon show,
That's
right?
That's correct. I've directed two.
Mm-hmm. Mike, how about you? Your list of credits here?
I've been directing shows for almost 40 years.
Wow.
And up here, I've been involved with the Young Playwrights Festival, acted in that with Reader's Theater. This is my first major main stage show, but I've directed Alice in Wonderland and three other of the family theater shows. And it's great to work with the accomplished cast of actors, and I've learned a lot.
And here I'm asking you guys for your credits, and I'm reminded, speaking of Neil Simon, he did The Goodbye Girl, and the first greeting between the Richard Dreyfuss and Marsha Mason characters. She asks his name, and he gives his list of credits. And she goes, oh, my God. You ask an actor his name, he gives you his credits. Right out of pure Neil Simon. Now, I had Vicki Paris Goodman here yesterday. She was there for a media night. And she said it's kind of a twist in a couple of ways, because this is not your typical, you know, silly, sweet rom-com Neil Simon show. She said it has elements of comedy and film noir. Does that sound right?
Oh, yeah.
Almost an Agatha Christie feel at times.
Wow. Well, in fact, one of your characters is a detective, correct?
Well,
he thinks he's a detective. Yeah. Okay. So I'm thinking with the Agatha Christie line, I'm thinking this guy might be equal parts Inspector Clouseau and Christie's Hercule Poirot. So I'm wondering, this sounds kind of intriguing.
That's the character you'll be reading with us.
Oh! In fact, speaking of that, you're going to do a scene from the show here.
We're going to do one page for you as a teaser.
Very good, and I'll be glad to take part in that. The stage is yours.
DJ Phone will be playing the part of Claude Pichon.
Very good.
Why are you still wearing your wedding ring?
It was the only safe place I knew to keep you from getting it.
I heard the door slam. I'm glad you're still here. Where's Claude?
Oh, I've often wondered the same thing myself.
Paul's line is busy. I heard the door. Has someone else arrived?
Yes, Claude went out that door and didn't come back. I came through that door and did come back. Albert came in through that door. He's been here until you came in through that door to tell us that Paul's line is busy.
Very good. Would you consider working for me?
Oh, Andre, you know I write novels.
Yes, I've read one. The offer still stands.
This room is so busy. Do you know Napoleon came in through that door?
Really, I must have missed him.
One last thing.
Claude, I think Mariette... Of course, I have a smudge on my face.
And I now qualify for a SAG credit.
IMBD right there.
There we go. Wow, can't wait for that credit to show up. This sounds like such an interesting show. And now you guys, all of you have done shows both at the main stage and stage two, correct?
Yes.
Okay, we saw Guys and Dolls a couple weeks ago, and we saw Tuesdays with Maury. How's that for a contrast?
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, indeed.
Both top-notch.
They absolutely were. Now, all three of you, since you've been on both stages, what kinds of changes do you have to do to do a show either on the main stage with 200 people on a sloping seating area versus the little black box theater where you might step on the audience's toes? Marissa?
Well, the biggest thing, obviously, the black box theater of stage two is much more intimate. And it's more, in my opinion, it's more true to life. You don't have to worry so much about making sure that the audience can always see your face. Mm-hmm. You don't have to make your actions and movements.
You don't have to play in the back row, do you?
Right. There is no back row.
Yeah.
There's two very small rows.
Yeah.
So you can be a lot more almost genuine. It's not so much acting as being.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an appeal in a way. On main stage, it's very big. You have to play everything exaggerated and large and larger than life.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure that everybody can see you and can appreciate what you're doing. And that also has an appeal, and I enjoy both.
Now, you were in Noises Off, right?
Yes, I was.
Boy, was that Exhibit A on comic timing.
Oh, yes.
Not just the lines, but all the entrances and exits.
And the physical...
on that incredible stage set.
It was exhausting.
I mean, I don't know how you guys pulled that one off. That was hard to do. Paul, what's the most challenging show you've done?
Ooh, that's a good question. Probably the show I'm in now, because everything else is in the past. So right now, this is the biggest challenge I face to get through this.
Mm-hmm.
Looking back on things, sure, there were challenges along the way. One of the greatest challenges that I faced was during the run of Bus Stop last summer.
The William Inge play, right?
Yes, when the lead character of Bo Decker did not know of a matinee that he had to perform that day, and Catherine Hahn called me at 1 o'clock that afternoon and said, you have to go in for Bo. And so I did Act 1 and part of Act 2 as Bo Decker. on the fly with a script in my hand as a push-in understudy, and that was a challenge that turned out to be extremely rewarding and fun.
And challenging.
Yeah.
I can only imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, how about you? Which play jumps out at you as being, boy, this was a real challenge?
Well, directing Alice in Wonderland, I had a cast of 33 kids all backstage, and midway through the rehearsals, I broke my foot.
Oh.
So I was on hobbling around trying to direct, and 33 kids of varying abilities and experience, and we double cast, and it was a great show, but it was a lot of work.
You know, I had some people here yesterday from One Story Creations who are doing Beauty and the Beast Jr. at a church over Prescott High School. And I said, you know, Rob White had told me, because he had directed, I think it's the greatest Christmas pageant, you know, with about 3 million kids in the cast.
Yeah.
And tell me what it's like on opening night, the first time one of your young actors, first time on stage, gets a reaction from the audience to their song or their line.
I've done this for youth theater for 35 years, and I can feel the goosebumps when I know they're out there and they're performing and they're getting that reaction. It makes it all worthwhile. It's just wonderful.
And you can see in them the love and the roar of the grease paint and the smell of the crowd, right?
It's always about the love.
And the only thing that's different is that you have to teach them it's a group project and that it's work and that they have to work to get that. It doesn't just happen by walking out there, and it teaches them a lot of life's lessons.
On that note, I've spoken to a lot of directors of kids' plays who have said the lessons in self-discipline for a kid to be on stage. You've got to be at those rehearsals. You've got to learn your lines. You've got to hit your marks. And you're an ensemble. You can't stand there and just ham it up. You've got to be part of the ensemble, right?
You nailed it. That's it.
Yeah. Get away from me, kid. You bother me.
Well, what was it W.C. Fields said? Never share the stage with kids or animals.
They'll upstage you every single time.
In fact, when I lived in L.A., I used to meet the movie critic for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch every Oscar season because he had Oscar credentials, you know, for the show. We would meet at a place called Bordner's right off Hollywood Boulevard. That was W.C. Fields' old watering hole.
Yeah, he used to say...
And water, he did.
Do you like kids? Only if they're cooked right.
And there's only one way to close is my favorite W.C. Fields line. When he was deathly ill, his agent went to see him in the hospital. Now, you know about Fields' reputation, right? And he's sitting there, of all things, lying on the bed reading a Bible. And his agent says, Bill, what are you doing? And Fields looks up in the Bible and says, looking for loopholes. So on that note, we look forward to the dinner party at the PCA.
Yay.
Starting tonight, running for how many weekends? For 2 weekends.
2 weekends.
Very good. Go to 445-3286 or pca-az.net for your tickets, correct?
You bet.
And that is Paul Epic, Marissa Ellis, and Mike Breen. Thanks for joining us on Q&A. Enjoy a great show and break a leg.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We've got Monday's Q&A guest coming your way and some final thoughts in just a moment on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live at KQNA.com.
Provide value. That is what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Hi, this is Suzanne Springer at Prescott True Value Hardware. Fall is here and winter is near. Now is the time to prepare your home for winter. Make your home cozy and warm before the cold weather arrives. Prescott True Value is the place for all your home insulation supplies. Check us out online at PrescottTrueValue.com. Prescott True Value on Miller Valley Road in Prescott, where we believe behind every project is a true value.
Lightning may not strike twice, but love does, especially if it's a Subaru. Findlay Subaru invites you to the Love Strikes Twice sales event leading up to the grand opening of our new state-of-the-art facility November 17th. It promises to be a rewarding shopping experience showcasing the outstanding Subaru lineup. Love strikes twice at Findlay Subaru with the second big month of savings on remaining new 2018s. If you've been putting it off, this really is the month to take a test drive and fall in love with a new Findlay Subaru, like Subaru Outback. Finance a new 2018 Findlay Subaru Outback for as low as 0% APR or lease for $269 a month. Those numbers are easy to fall in love with. Lightning may not strike twice, but love does at Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Shop FindlaySubaruPrescott.com or call 928-771-6900. For well-qualified buyers now through October 1st, lease Outback Standard 2.5i model code JDB-01 for 36 months with $1,769 due at signing. Zero security deposit.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Cold water shock makes sense when you dive into the pool, not when you hop in the shower. That's where RED Plumbing comes in. We know water heaters, and we'll get you the right system, exactly what you need to start the day off right or wash off a long day with a refreshing shower. Don't let water problems get you red in the face. Give RED Plumbing a call today, 772-9296. That's 772-9296. Or you can always find us online at redplumbinginc.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Cardinals football coming your way at 5 o'clock on KQ&A. It's the Cardinals and Broncos. New movies coming to the Harkins this weekend. Halloween, The Hate U Give, The Old Man and the Gun, and Gosnell. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro, then Talk of a Town, the Thursday Roundtable. Join me back here Monday with my guests, guitarists Drew Hall and Anton Teschner. That's Q&A Monday at 2, when I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.